To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, I meant to... I got to get better at being more active on social media. Now, I'm not going to be one of those people that's going to like post what I'm doing. I respect what my boy Blake Elliott does as far as vlogging his day-to-day life. I don't care enough about my own self to vlog what I do on a day-to-day basis. Okay. However, the other day, your boy's going to the gym. I don't even know where the hell I was going, but Enya came on. It's part of my playlist. And you bump Enya when the Orinoco Flow comes on, all right? You turn the volume up in the whip, all right?
I need the bell for this segment.
I don't know that you do.
I'm the bell ringer. You've had the bell a couple days.
I don't know that you can be trusted with the bell.
You've had the bell a couple days.
I don't know that you can be trusted with the bell. Tell you what, I'm going to run the bell this go-round, okay? By the way, have you found out who's covering for me Friday? Oh. Jake, do you know?
Not a clue.
Not you?
I'm not in the loop on these things. These aren't my decisions.
Well, I know they're not your decisions. I wasn't sure if you had heard who it might be, because I know you're going to be on Veterans Day.
I am.
You and Khaki. Who's running the one that day anyway?
That is yet to be determined.
TBD. Jet, what are you running that day?
I got the Fan University.
Okay, so you're doing 10-2 that day?
Yep.
Interesting.
Blake will be Bobby Belt in the morning.
So we figure what? Trevor is going to be in the mix.
Trevor's got us.
Yep.
Trevor's got you guys?
Yeah.
So who's got us?
I don't even know who's left.
I think there's Larry. Your show.
It's Larry. Larry's got Blake. That's who it is. Yeah.
Well, you know we're going deep into the dugout if we got Larry showing up on a
6 a.m.
morning. Now Larry will wake up early. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. Larry's an early riser.
But Ross has you guys probably. Or Dylan. No, Dylan's got Dylan. You guys.
Dylan. Okay, here's how it's going down, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, your Mavericks are up 88-81 with 8:07 left to go in the fourth quarter.
We're up.
So, yeah. No, Mavericks up 88-81. Okay. We're 2 days away from Halloween.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, and you and I decided this topic a week ago. So, Halloween and Jerry's ill-fated... whatever you want to call it, line. Hey, I'm making money. I ain't got time to fix this ragtag defense. That's what Jared does. All right, so that's the topic. Okay, so those are your two topics. Take it whatever you want. We'll do the Jared 1 second. All right. Well, you and I went to a Halloween party today. Look, I'm just going to call it what it is. Got robbed. All right, as far as... first of all, we wore actual jailbreak costumes. All right, shout out, and they gave me their names at the Halloween Spirit place. I don't remember what they were.
I don't know if they deserve their name for what happened the first time.
You know what? No, fairness to Tiffany.
Did you just remember her name?
I did, because I wanted to ask her, is that with an I or a Y, but I didn't care.
Wow. My bad, Tiffany.
She's not listening.
She could be.
I doubt it.
With a mask on? With the Spirit Halloween?
with our wigs. with our thing wigs on that we didn't get to... Anyway, no, they were cool about it, because, you know, they say all sales are final. I walked in, I said, look, I'm not paying $90 for 2 jumpsuits. Okay. Like, let's be real here. All right. You got no wigs. You got no patches.
Yeah.
Like, let me, she's like, well, we can give you your money back. I said, tell you what, I need, I still need costumes. Yeah. So can we just swap them out? She's totally cool about it. I'm panicking. What am I going to do? Boom. Anyway, one girl wears a shark costume. The other girl's just wearing leggings and a tie-dye shirt, and that's who we lose to?
That is who we lost.
Whatever. We digress. Okay. Halloween. Trick or treat, I guess. Razor blade apples digests. Pillowcase collects.
Razor blade apples. You got to explain that one. What's razor blade apples?
You're too young. You guys are too young to remember it. Back in the day, okay, you're what, 22? You're 22. You're 26. You're 22, okay? Your parents will all remember this. But back in the day, they used to, and maybe they still do, I don't know, but they used to put a PSA out and say, watch out for people putting razor blades in apples when you went out and trick-or-treated.
Why are people giving out apples? Candy.
Because it was the 80s and 90s, Blake.
Y'all didn't have candy in the 80s?
Yeah, we did, but people would also hand out other things like razor blades and apples, apparently.
So what do you think was the trick-or-treat candy in the 80s? Apples and...
Milk Duds.
Tootsie Rolls?
Those were all things, but my point is that that was one of the things that they would warn against, that if you got an apple...
I'm going to say foul.
Okay, this isn't fair or foul. This isn't like, we're not debating whether or not that was a real thing or not. Like, it was.
I know. I think it's real. Yeah. I'm going to say foul that people in the 80s were handing out apples.
I've seen PSAs for razor blades and candy now. Yeah. I mean, they still do it.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, exactly.
That's a terrible candy to get on Halloween.
Well, you know
razor
what?
Razor blades? Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, like I said, it was the 80s and 90s.
Oh, are they handing out raisins as well?
Absolutely.
Even a razor blade and a raisin?
No, I don't know about the
raisins.
Now, look, I can't speak to razor blades and the raisins, but I absolutely remember getting raisins.
Which raisins did you get? The little small red
little sun, the little red box, little sundial, red box. Sun-made, whatever the hell they were called? Yeah. So there you go.
They have yogurt-covered raisins back in your day?
I haven't been to that
no,
yet.
No, I mean, look, the only raisin I messed around with outside of just regular raisins.
Raisinets.
Raisinets, bro. Yeah. Raisinets. It's the go.
I mean, you were a Cracker Jacks guy, weren't you?
Who wasn't? You got a freaking tattoo in each one of them. Everybody.
And you got a cavity with them. Yeah. What you got for us?
So my haiku, I'm going for the scary vibe. So
okay.
Be ready for this.
Get your spooky on.
In the darkness, death. Will you live? Michael decides. Halloween is near.
Whoa! Jen Nelson!
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was scary.
Read that first line over again, please.
In the darkness, death.
Okay. All right.
Like
so you took it. You got
that's some poetry
with it. Yeah. No. I'll tell you what, my man.
Wait. Can we pause the music for a half a second? I just want to hear Jet read this cold. All right. Go again, Jet.
In the darkness, death. Will you live? Michael decides. Halloween is near.
You say Michael decides?
Michael Myers.
Okay.
Get it together.
I didn't know if he had a friend named Michael.
Yeah. His friend Michael's killing people out. Michael in his decides. Spare time. Creep. All right. Read yours.
Okay, we're doing Halloween?
Yeah.
Here we go. Monica, I jest. Halloween brings out the best. V-necks pass the test.
Ooh.
You literally just took everything we talked about this week and just crammed it into a haiku.
You get it? V-necks?
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about guy V-necks.
I'm not sure where to go with that.
What do you mean? That's pretty simple.
V-necks what?
Bring out the best.
Oh, I get what you're saying. You know what? Okay, I'm glad you said that because you know where my brain went? What? Turtlenecks.
No.
Yeah.
I said V-necks.
No, you said V-necks, but as soon as you started talking about other things that we talked about the show this week,
yeah,
turtlenecks what popped into my head.
Mine goes in conjunction with...
Conjunction?
Conjunction.
Yeah.
With line two, with Halloween brings out the best.
Yes. Now that I
yeah,
detached V-neck from turtleneck, yeah, I'm well aware of what okay you're talking about. Are you referring to somebody's cleavage?
Whoa.
Is that what that's going? Is that where you're
Blake
going with that?
Blake was not saying that.
Really? That's not what you're saying? What a creep. Continue.
All right, mine's kind of along the same lines of Blake. Let's hope this doesn't get dumped. Almost scary day. Cheeks out. Everyone wants play.
Nice.
Tasty treat. Jake Ray.
Wow. Jake Ray's girlfriend approved of that haiku.
Jake Ray going third person, referring to himself as a tasty treat. I'm here for it. All right.
If you all could be a candy, what candy would you be?
Smarties.
For sure.
Smarties.
Bitter and dusty.
Like your sports takes.
in your pocket is just like crumbling. Like, I still got these Smarties in here from last week.
You know what? Because we don't go anywhere. That's right.
I'm like a Jolly Rancher for reasons that I probably can't say on radio. But.
Probably not. what are the ladies at the Halloween party? Aren't those kind of chalky? Yeah, they are. They are. Talking about the Smarties. Because I asked myself, where's the Smarties at?
One of those.
You asked where are the Smarties
at? That's exactly
at a Halloween party?
Damn right I did.
He's the only guy all year. Where are the Smarties at?
That's exactly right.
I would be a Twix. Thanks for asking. Left and right, versatility, bilateral, crunchy.
Wow.
It's caramel inside.
Not a Three Musketeers, sweet and smooth.
Sweet and smooth. Yeah. Look at that. What would Jet Nelson be? What is like a...
Crunch bar.
Yeah, all around good candy.
Chad just giving himself a compliment. All around the best candy. I'm like,
consistency throughout the bar.
Probably nothing, like nothing crazy.
Maybe a peanut M&M. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty utilitarian, basic, simple, but quite refreshing.
I would say a yellow Laffy Taffy just puts you in a good mood.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No.
Vibrant.
Vibrant, yeah. Come on.
I mean, we could literally say any candy and he's going to agree with it right now.
I would say a yellow Laffy Taffy fits.
Laffy Taffy.
Jake? What candy are you?
It's a Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher, okay.
He did, because he said for reasons he can't say. All right, here we go. Hello.
I think I get it.
Hello. I'm sure you do. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is Jerry mocking the idea that he should go get defensive help because he's out making billions in the oil and gas world. Oil, gas, DN, ha! Frack more holes than Jay Toya.
Oh, wow.
Trades what Steven told you.
That was nice. That was well put together. I'd ring the bell if I could. I'm ringing my imaginary bell.
There you go.
Jet Nelson, put him in the grave. Put him in the grave, Jet Nelson.
We are doing fix the defense now. Oil cash priority. Team won't change very soon.
Come on, Jet Nelson! Have we ever seen somebody walk into haikus and just walk over it like Jet Nelson has the last couple of weeks?
Look, ever since, the thing that I applaud the most is that every single producer that has started out with haikus and gotten off to an inauspicious start has bounced back in a big way. Okay. Jet being one of them. If you tuned in, you would never know that the original besmirchment of
ChatGPT
was our boy disqualified.
Yeah, DQ'd early.
I mean, as much as we love the up and coming talent that is Jake Ray.
Early
okay,
DQ.
Like PEDs. I mean, that was his PED moment, okay?
Before he even really made it to the majors.
He didn't even know what he was doing. And boom, he gets hit with the ChatGPT DQ, but look at him now, getting dumped, because that's how just rich these words are.
I'm very proud of this one.
I'm sure you are.
Really listen to the words right here.
Pay attention.
Gas wells, not gap fits. Mozzie's lost while money sits. Jerry laughs. That's it.
That's it. I just broke the bell. I just broke the bell from just how good that last haiku was. I hate these headphones, by the way. All right, take us home.
Jerry, F this team. No one cares. Theme of this team.
Mm-hmm.
Pass rush. In your dream.
In your dreams, Jacob Ray. And that was a haiku hump day. On the other side, we will reset your program, let you know what Jordan Schultz said maybe, and get you guys updated on this Mavericks and Toronto and Dodgers game coming up next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.